Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, July 21st, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The White House issues a major clarification on President Biden's health. Donald Trump holds a double-digit lead over possible Republican challengers. One in five adults condone violence against the government. Schools in San Diego bring back the mask mandate. Also ahead, treachery in America on the rise. But first, Joe Biden, delivering an address in Massachusetts on climate change, said the president, quote, "Growing up, you had to put on your windshield wipers to get the oil off your window. That's why I and so many people I grew up with have cancer." The White House later clarified the president does not currently have cancer and was referring to some moles he had removed as a younger man. Another strange bit of rhetoric from Joe Biden. Donald Trump, maintaining a big lead over potential GOP rivals. Poll from Politico shows 53% support the former president, 23% back Ron DeSantis, followed by Mike Pence with 7%, Ted Cruz with 3%. Mr. Trump telling New York Magazine last week that he's made up his mind about a third run for the White House. An official announcement could happen, I guess, at any time. But if it does happen before the midterms, that would be bad for Republicans because the Democrats would use that against the GOP in November. Survey from the University of California finds 20% of the public believes violence against the federal government could be justified under some circumstances. Shocking, 7% say they would kill another person to advance a political goal. According to respondents, biggest factors behind the anti-government rhetoric, denial of personal freedom, infringement on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, religious persecution. Schools in San Diego, California, reimposing the COVID mask mandate. All students and staff must wear face coverings when indoors. Superintendent there saying people who do not comply will be banned from school property. Officials warn the regulations will continue this fall if COVID transmission remains high in San Diego. In total, 5,000 people there have died from COVID. In a moment, the virus is treacherous, but so is the behavior of many Americans. That's next. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Treachery in America, breaking it down. Treacherous behavior hurts people. It's that simple. And treachery often features betrayal and deceit. According to a PBS poll, 80% of Americans say the country lacks civility, but it's much more than that. From the age of 6, I attended Catholic schools. Back then, the nuns emphasized honest behavior. Lying was a sin, but there was more. Disloyalty was unacceptable in my Levittown neighborhood. You stood by family and friends. You did not did not betray them. But somewhere in the late 1960s, traditional standards of American behavior began to break down. Sex, drugs, rock and roll became a slogan, a popular slogan. And if you delve into that cultural phenomenon in the late 60s, early 70s, you see it was all about immediate gratification. Whatever the person wanted, they were entitled to, said that philosophy. But what really happened in the USA back then was a rejection of traditional Judeo-Christian philosophy, where your neighbor's welfare is as important as your own. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the internet age really sealed the deal in the treachery arena. Now, many of us live totally for ourselves, and that makes it far easier to engage in behavior betrayal. There's no counter to it. Media, religion, politicians, they are all afraid to call out what is happening in America. And there is a parallel to Rome. Treachery in Rome was so intense, so accepted by the population there, that people went to the Colosseum to watch human beings slaughtered by wild animals. Those people cheered. They couldn't get enough. And of course, Rome fell in a terrible way as treacherous barbarians overran the treacherous citizens of Rome. In America, our downfall could come not from China or Russia, but from within. Because right now, almost all social behavior is acceptable, and miscreants are not being punished. It's terrible. It's treacherous. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you'll consider my book, Killing the Killers, a great summer read. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 23 years ago today, Navy divers recovered the bodies of John F. Kennedy Jr. and two others after his private plane crashed into the North Atlantic Ocean. Here is the story of JFK Jr.'s final flight. The young Kennedy was born November 25, 1960, just a few weeks after his father was elected President of the United States. On his third birthday, John Jr. attended the funeral of his assassinated dad. He remained in the spotlight for the remainder of his life, John did. Famous for his good looks and adventurous spirit, he was frequently seen skiing, sailing, piloting his own aircraft. At 9 p.m. on July 16, 1999, John, his wife Carolyn, and her sister took off from an airport in New Jersey. With 300 hours of flying experience, John decided to fly his private plane alone, no co-pilot. The total journey to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts was less than 200 miles from New Jersey. But the flight ran into haze, and JFK Jr. apparently lost control. On July 21st, Navy divers recovered the bodies. The wreckage was later discovered under 100 feet of water, just 8 miles from Martha's Vineyard. A private memorial was held in New York City 2 days later. Notable attendees included President Clinton, members of Congress, Muhammad Ali. In their final report, the National Transportation Safety Board concluded, the crash was caused by an inexperienced pilot who became disoriented in the dark. And here's something else you might not know. John Kennedy Jr.'s death at the age of 38 renewed a national interest surrounding the so-called Kennedy curse. Since 1944, at least 22 members of the Kennedy clan have suffered premature deaths. The list includes 2 assassinations, 5 air crashes, 5 drug overdoses, and 4 car wrecks. Said Senator Ted Kennedy before dying from brain cancer in 2009, quote, I often wonder if some terrible curse does hang over the Kennedy family. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.